Now there was a man of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Micah, and he said to his mother, The 1,100 pieces of silver that were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse, and also spoke about it in my hearing, behold, the silver is with me. I took it. And his mother said, Blessed be my son by the Lord. He then returned the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother. And his mother said, I wholly consecrate the silver from my hand to the Lord for my son to make a carved image and cast metal image. So now I will return them to you. So when he returned the silver to his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to a silversmith, who made them into a carved image and a cast metal image, and they were in the house of Micah. And the man Micah had a shrine, and he made an ephod and household idols, and consecrated one of his sons, so that he might become his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Now there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judah, of the family of Judah, who was a Levite, and he was staying there. Then the man left the city Bethlehem in Judah to stay wherever he could find a place. And as he made his journey, he came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah. Micah said to him, Where do you come from? And he said to him, I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I am going to stay wherever I may find a place. Micah then said to him, Stay with me, and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 pieces of silver a year, a supply of clothing, and your sustenance. So the Levite went in. The Levite agreed to live with the man, and the young man became to him like one of his sons. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest, and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, Now I know that the Lord will prosper me, because I have a Levite as a priest. In those days there was no king of Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites was seeking an inheritance for themselves to live in. For until that day an inheritance had not been allotted to them as a possession among the tribes of Israel. So the sons of Dan sent from their family 5 men out of their whole number, valiant men from Zorah and Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to explore it. And they said to them, Go, explore the land. And they came to the hill country of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, and stayed overnight there. When they were near the house of Micah, they recognized the voice of the young man, the Levite. And they turned aside there and said to him, Who brought you here? And what are you doing in this place? And what do you have here? He said to them, Micah has done this and that for me, and he has hired me, and I have become his priest. Then they said to him, Inquire of God, please, that we may know whether our way on which we are going will be successful. And the priest said to them, Go in peace. Your way in which you are going has the Lord's approval. So the 5 men departed, and came to Laish, and saw the people who were in it living in security, in the way of the Sidonians, quiet and unsuspecting, for there was no oppressive ruler humiliating them for anything in the land, and they were far from the Sidonians, and had no dealings with anyone. When they came back to their brothers at Zorah and Eshtaol, their brothers said to them, What do you say? And they said, Arise, and let's go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And will you sit still? Do not hesitate to go, to enter, to take possession of the land. When you enter, you will come to an unsuspecting people with a spacious land, for God has handed it over to you, a place where there is no lack of anything that is on the earth. Then from the family of the Danites, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, 600 men, armed with weapons of war, set out. They went up and camped at Kiriath-Jearim in Judah. Therefore, they called that place Mahane Dan, to this day. Behold, it is west of Kiriath-Jearim. And they passed from there to the hill country of Ephraim, and came to the house of Micah. Then the five men who went to spy out the country of Laish said to their kinsmen, "Do you know that there are in these houses an ephod and household idols, and a carved image, and a cast metal image? Now then, consider what you should do." So they turned aside there, and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, to the house of Micah, and asked him what he was doing there. Meanwhile, the 600 men, armed with their weapons of war, who were the sons of Dan, were positioned at the entrance of the gate. Now the five men who went to spy out the land went up and entered there. They took the carved image, the ephod, and the household idols, and the cast metal image, while the priest was standing at the entrance of the gate with the 600 men armed with weapons of war. When these men entered Micah's house and took the carved image, the ephod, the household idols, and the cast metal image, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" And they said to him, "Be silent. Put your hand over your mouth and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for you to be a priest to the house of one man, or to be the priest to a tribe and a family in Israel?" The priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod, the household idols, and the carved image, and went among the people. Then they turned and left, and put the children, the livestock, and the valuables in front of them. When they had distanced themselves from Micah's house, the men who were in the houses near Micah's house assembled by command and overtook the sons of Dan. Then they called out to the sons of Dan, who turned around and said to Micah, "What is the matter with you that you have assembled together?" And he said, "You have taken my gods which I made, and the priest, and have gone away. What more do I have? So how can you say to me, 'What is the matter with you?'" Then the sons of Dan said to him, "Do not let your voice be heard among us, or else fierce men will attack you, and you will lose your life and the lives of your household." So the sons of Dan went on their way, and when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. Then they took what Micah had made and the priests who had belonged to him, and came to Laish, to a people quiet and unsuspecting, and struck them with the edge of the sword, and they burned the city with fire. And there was no one to save them, because it was far from Sidon, and they had no dealings with anyone. And it was in the valley which is near Beth Rehob. So they rebuilt the city and lived in it. And they named the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born to Israel. However, the name of the city was previously Laish. The sons of Dan set up for themselves the carved image and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh. He and his sons were priests to the tribe of the Danites, until the day of the captivity of the land. So they set up for themselves Micah's carved image, which he had made, all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. Mark 4. And he began to teach by the sea, and such a very large crowd gathered to him that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down, and the whole crowd was by the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and was saying to them in his teaching, "Listen to this. Behold, the sower went out to sow. As he was sowing, some seed fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on the rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. And when the sun had risen, it was scorched. And because it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. Other seeds fell into good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, and 100 times as much." And he was saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." As soon as he was alone, his followers, along with the 12 disciples, began asking him about the parables. And he was saying to them, "To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but for those who are outside, everything comes in parables, so that while seeing they may see, and not perceive, and while hearing they may hear, and not understand. Otherwise they might return, and it would be forgiven them." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones who are beside the road where the word is sown. And when they hear, immediately Satan comes and takes away the word which has been sown in them. And in a similar way, these are the ones sown with seed on the rocky places, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And yet they have no firm root in themselves, but are only temporary. Then, when affliction or persecution occurs because of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown with seed among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, but the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires for other things enter and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And those are the ones sown with seed on the good soil. And they hear the word and accept it, and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 times as much." And he was saying to them, "A lamp is not brought to be put under a basket, or a bed, is it? Is it not brought to be put on the lampstand? For nothing is hidden, except to be revealed, nor has anything been secret, but that it would come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he was saying to them, "Take care of what you listen to. By your standard of measure it will be measured to you, and more will be given you besides. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him." And he was saying, "The kingdom of God is like a man who casts seed upon the soil, and he goes to bed at night, and gets up daily, and the seed sprouts and grows. How, he himself does not know. The soil produces crops by itself. The first stalk, the head, then the mature grain in the head. Now, when the crop permits, he immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he was saying, "How shall we picture the kingdom of God, or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the soil, though it is the smallest of all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and forms large branches, with the result that the birds of the sky can nest under its shade." And with many such parables, he was speaking the word to them, so far as they were able to understand it. And he did not speak to them without a parable, but he was explaining everything privately to his own disciples. On that day, when evening came, he said to them, "Let's go over to the other side." After dismissing the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a fierce gale of wind developed, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so much that the boat was already filling with water. And yet Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him, and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he got up and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They became very much afraid, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Titus 2. But as for you, proclaim the things which are fitting for sound doctrine. Older men are to be temperate, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, in perseverance. Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Likewise, urge the young men to be sensible. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds, and with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us. Urge slaves to be subject to their own masters, in everything, to be pleasing, not argumentative, not stealing, but showing all good faith, so that they will adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in every respect. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all people, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and in a godly manner in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, eager for good deeds. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. No one is to disregard you. Proverbs 12:9-18. Better is one who is lightly esteemed and has a servant than one who honors himself and lacks bread. A righteous person has regard for the life of his animal, but even the compassion of the wicked is cruel. One who works his land will have plenty of bread, but one who pursues worthless things lacks sense. The wicked person desires the plunder of evil people, but the root of the righteous yields fruit. An evil person is ensnared by the offense of his lips, but the righteous will escape from trouble. A person will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his words, and the deeds of a person's hands will return to him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a person who listens to advice is wise. A fool's anger is known at once, but a prudent person conceals dishonor. One who declares truth tells what is right, but a false witness, deceit. There is one who speaks rashly like the thrusts of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Psalm 104:24-35. Lord, how many are your works? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. There is the sea, great and broad, in which are swarms without number, animals both small and great. The ships move along there, and Leviathan, which you have formed to have fun in it. They all wait for you, to give them their food in due season. You give to them, they gather it up. You open your hand, they are satisfied with good. You hide your face, they are terrified. You take away their breath, they perish, and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks at the earth, and it trembles. He touches the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my praise be pleasing to him. As for me, I shall rejoice in the Lord. May sinners be removed from the earth, and may the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord.